Get ready. It's time for the Idaho Podcast with your host, Danny Ventura. Welcome to the Idaho Podcast, where we feature the people who live, work, and play in Idaho. Today, my guest is Tracy Stout, and Tracy is a specialist in website design and SEO optimization. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. I'd like to hear a little bit about yourself and your family.
Yeah. So my name is Tracy Stout, and I'm married to my wonderful husband, Dan, who's a pilot with Delta Airlines and was in the military for 26 years. And actually we have an anniversary coming up in a couple of days. So
congratulations.
Yeah, we're excited about that. But we have two beautiful boys, Caden and Christian. Caden's 9 and Christian is 7. And I'm just loving being a boy mom. I love it.
So great. Yeah. I love those names too.
Oh, thanks.
Caden and Christian.
Thank you.
And Dan, who I've gotten to know a little bit, is just a wonderful guy too. And hopefully I'll have him on the podcast soon as well. He's got an amazing story.
So. Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for being here.
Thanks.
What is your Idaho story? What brought you here, and how long have you been here?
Yeah, so we've been here for 3 years now, and I'm originally from Chicago. And when we got married, we moved out to California and started having our kids. And as we were starting to raise our kids, we were just realizing that we really wanted to get out of California to raise our family. And we kept looking around. But a blessing came through the pandemic. And in 2020, Delta got rid of all of their 777s, which was what Dan was flying out of LA. And so we had to take a good look, and it gave us this opportunity to look at, you know, where in the United States we want to live. And people kept talking about Idaho, and being from the Midwest, I knew nothing of Idaho. And so it just kept sounding better and better and better. And so we jumped in the car. We came up here as a family and spent a week checking the place out. We went to every park, and I hunted down every mom, and I asked them, you know, what they thought about raising their kids here. And the amazing part was, is that every single mom emphatically loved it. It wasn't like, it's nice, you know, this is great, you know, but they loved it here. And so we literally, on a leap of faith, we didn't have a house, we didn't know anybody here, nothing. We just said, let's just do it. And so we sold our house, we moved, everything fell in line. And now I'm the one emphatically saying, I love it here. It's just a perfect place to raise our children. And I just couldn't be happier.
So you actually drove around to parks and got out of the car and interviewed.
Oh, I did.
Other moms.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, I knew nothing about the place, and that's a big decision.
Sure.
So, it had to be done.
Right. So obviously that was a big part of what made your final decision to move here, right?
The
interview
absolutely.
Process.
And that and the weather and the, you know, to be honest, you know, it's dry, but beautiful. You have four seasons. It just everything about it is fantastic.
Mm. So being from the Midwest, what was it about Idaho that initially made you guys want to explore Idaho to begin with?
It was really what people were saying. Okay. Being from the Midwest, not knowing anything, I was like, Idaho? Why? I don't get it. But the more people started talking about it, and we're researchers in my family, so we were researching everything and watching videos, and it kept getting better and better and better. Mm. And then it lives up to that expectation. It really did.
I would completely agree with that.
Yeah.
That's a cool story. I haven't heard anybody yet tell me that I've actually went and interviewed a bunch of moms. That is awesome.
We probably went to like 5 or 6 different parks, and it was great.
That is so cool. Well, you're kind of known as an SEO guru. And for those who may not know what SEO stands for, it's search engine optimization. And it has to do with website search and how it calibrates and how your website comes up when you do a search on, say, Google or any other search engine. And and you also specialize in website design in addition to that.
Yes.
So how did you get into that, and what took you into that line of business?
Yeah. So I've been marketing and sales my whole career. And in 2005, I was called up from someone from Align Technology, and I joined the team to sell Invisalign to dentists and orthodontists. And throughout that career, it really wasn't sales. It was more of a consulting role that I had, because moving teeth with plastic was so different than what the doctors went to school for, metal, you know, brackets and wires and stuff like that. So it really was teaching the whole team and integrating the product into every aspect of the business. So from clinical with the doctor to the workflows within the practice to marketing to every single aspect, how to talk about it. And so I really became more of this consultant with practices. And throughout that time, I just realized that these doctors, you know, they were clinicians. They were trying so hard to just give their patients the best quality care they could possibly give them. And they didn't have time to be business and marketing experts. And I kept seeing these agencies coming in that they were partnering with that were really taking advantage of that lack of knowledge. And the doctors were feeling, you know, so many of them actually said marketing is a necessary evil that we need to do, you know, and they really just dislike that part of business. And so I left Align in 2018, and I started an agency with three partners. So there's four of us. And, you know, I really just wanted to create, you know, this atmosphere where we could partner with a local business and really elevate their presence online and draw in new customers, new patients, whatever it might be, and specialize in the website and the SEO to create this foundation online so that they could just keep building upon it instead of having to start over every time they wanted to switch an agency or something like that. So we don't do everything. We specialize. We work, you know, we create these beautiful websites that really create a balance on their design, whether they're for Google or for the person visiting the website to try to draw them in as a new customer or new patient, and really getting them found on Google for specific keywords. And there's a whole strategy to that. Google doesn't just let small business websites rank on the first page of Google for like the most searched phrases, right? So there's a real strategy involved there. And I feel like if we didn't specialize in it, because Google's always changing their algorithms, that we would fall behind so fast. And then we would end up like all the other agencies with all these marketing efforts that just weren't really truly working. So that's why I went into this, and I'm passionate about just helping the small local businesses really thrive in this like corporate world, right? Mm-hmm. And you can do that online. It's incredible.
Right. Yeah. So the power of it is incredible.
Yes. Yeah. And it ends up being a long-term asset to the business. Mm-hmm. You know, unlike ads where you get that instant win with an ad, but as soon as you stop paying for it, it's gone.
Right.
Right. So SEO is kind of the opposite, because time is a critical factor. It takes a while to get there, but once you're there and you're rolling, it's a beautiful thing, because it just keeps increasing in effectiveness over time. Mm. It's great.
Well, having been a business consultant myself for many years, I appreciate what you said about so many business owners. They get into business based on typically a passion or a love of something that they enjoy doing, or they're really good at it.
Absolutely.
Or they went to school for it or what have you. But there's usually a niche reason. But most business owners are so busy working in the business, they rarely take the time to work on the business.
Yes.
And this is a this is a, such a critical piece of working on the business, because if you're not able to be found in a search, or if your website's not popping up, you're not going to get as many opportunities to do new business.
Yes, absolutely. And to that point as well, I always find that businesses tend to start working on those parts of the business, like the marketing aspect and stuff, when things go bad, when they need people. And then you're in this emotional state as well. And so I was given advice when I was getting married that the best time to work on your marriage is when things are good. It's the same in business. It's the best time to focus on marketing and doing those things to build up your business is when things are good, so that you don't get to those bad times, or when those bad times come, they're not as bad as they could be.
Such good advice. I think it's so important what you do. And I know you started out because you were selling Invisalign. So you kind of had a niche of dentists and doctors initially, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I've worked with over 1,000 offices in 3 different states over my career in, you know, with Align. So just by default, those are a lot of our clients, but we actually go way beyond dentists and orthodontists. We have surgical centers and pain centers and med spas and other healthcare type of businesses. But we also work with real estate agents. We have tiny home manufacturers. We work with the Library Foundation of Los Angeles, nonprofits. So we have a plethora of different niches, and we love everyone. It's great.
That's cool. We talked a little bit about this, but I'd like you to dig a little bit deeper and share with the listeners why you believe, over the years that you've learned through your marketing and through your SEO and website experience, why is it so important for businesses to have an effective website with SEO optimization?
Mm-hmm. With search engine optimization, that's what's going to get you found in Google searches, right? And if you're not being found in Google searches, then your website is effectively an online brochure. Is really what it ends up being, where you can send out the link and people can visit it. But if people aren't finding you, then you're not going to be effective in drawing in new patients with that marketing effort, right? And so that's where SEO is just so important, and partnering with someone who really specializes in what we call white hat efforts versus black hat. It's not about the quick wins in SEO. It's about doing the right thing over time and really showing Google that you are credible and that you are a really good source of information for people who are searching.
You used an acronym the other day with me that I had never heard. Was it EAT?
EAT, okay. Yes.
And would you share that?
Absolutely. So Google is always changing its algorithm, always. And they did a big core update in November. And the reason for the huge update is because of AI tools like ChatGPT and other copywriting AI tools, where people are just pretty much throwing up information on their websites and online and stuff like that, right? Because it's so easy to just say, write me a blog post about X, Y, and Z, right? So Google is, of course, very smart. And so they said it's not about the quantity of information that you have on your website. It's about the quality of information. And so EAT stands for, it's EEAT, and it's expertise and experience, authority and trustworthiness. And Google really wants you as an expert in whatever your field is to apply that to the information on the website, so that that when somebody is searching for something and Google offers up the information, it's seen as the most authoritative information it can possibly be.
I love that. And I won't forget EAT now.
Yes.
It's so incredibly important.
It is.
Say the 4 words again.
So it's expertise and experience, authority and trustworthiness.
All important things as consumers. Mm-hmm. That's what we're all looking for.
Yes.
And so it makes sense that Google's looking for that as well.
Yes,
when
absolutely.
They're doing their analytics, right?
Absolutely.
So that's interesting. You know, and it's amazing when you do a search. And again, whichever your engine is, Bing, there are so many. Or Google or what have you, a lot of us don't realize there are hundreds of pages that load when you do the search, but most of us don't go past the first or second page.
Yes, less than 1% go past page one.
Wow. Yeah. So truly the SEO optimization, you can see how critical that is for your business if you own a business or have a website promoting whatever it is you may be doing. Because if you're not on that first page, your chances are you're not gonna get hit.
True.
So less than 1%. That yes. is an amazing.
Which is why it's so important to have that keyword strategy. Because if you're just going after the really huge, you know, volume search phrases, you're not gonna make it. Mm. And so sometimes focusing in on those moderate search volumes that have lower competition in your area and stuff like that is really, really important. Mm.
And I like what you said, how you compared having a website to being a brochure mm-hmm. that just sits on a shelf or collects dust. And so without the SEO with your website,
yes.
it's really, they're basically you ordered 500 brochures that are sitting on your counter that
true.
Don't do you any good unless they're in a future consumer's hands.
Exactly right.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Oh, mercy. Well, that's fantastic. How can people reach you if our listeners are interested in talking to you about potentially doing business with you and having sure. you work for them, building a website or helping yeah. them with their SEO? How can they reach you?
So visit our website. It's brilliantdoc.com. Or you can just email me directly at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at brilliantdoc.com. And I'm happy to help however I can. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you've been super helpful too.
Thanks.
So lastly, Tracy, I'm going to ask you to share a little bit of your expertise on the, you know, kind of pro bono, if you don't mind,
sure,
for our listeners.
Sure.
Do you have any, you already provided some tips, but do you have any, like, you know, speaking of brilliant doc, do you have any brilliant yeah. tips that you could provide our listeners who have a yeah. website or maybe they don't and they're considering one, but regarding how important it is sure. for their website and SEO efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a local business, one of the most important things that you need to do besides your website is your Google Business Profile. It's a free platform from Google that you can build this profile, really round it out with images and descriptions. If there's an option to be able to put products in there and descriptions of your products, if you're a service-based business, you can put your services in there and even link it to your service pages or product pages on your website. So Google loves Google. So anytime that you're utilizing Google in a way and connecting your website, they love that. It just builds credibility, right? But yes, rounding out that and getting reviews. Reviews are so important from a customer, client, patient perspective to make decisions, but also with Google. That's how they also, that's a huge factor in who they feed up as well. But I do find that local business owners, if they get a bad review, they really take it hard. And it's an awful, awful feeling. And it is. But I do want to give hope, because if you get a bad review, Google actually sees that as very credible. Because if you have 100 five-star reviews, Google really sees that as like you're probably asking for reviews from specific people, right? But if you have one or two bad reviews in there, Google sees that profile as so much more credible. And people who are viewing it and trying to evaluate your reviews based, you know, for your services, you know, they take that with a grain of salt. Right. And they really look at the majority of the reviews that are on there. And if you respond in a nice way to the bad review, that goes a long way as well. So that's just a few tips for Google Business Profile. For website, really focusing on that EAT aspect and some different ways to be able to do that. I find that small business owners have a hard time of building up their credibility and really kind of bragging about themselves, right? But we have to do that online and on the website so that Google sees our experience, sees our expertise. If there's awards that have been won, if there's associations that you're affiliated with, you have ongoing education that you've been doing, just anything that can really speak to your expertise and authority in your field is really, really important to add those elements to your website and kind of attach it to the information that you're trying to provide on your website. Mm. So those would be the couple big tips that I would give off the cuff that anybody can do. But I also wanted just to mention that my team is developing a tool for clinicians. And I had mentioned earlier that in all my years working with clinicians, that they just have a hard time with big business decisions or marketing decisions, marketing plans, what to execute, how to execute, all of those types of things. And so we're building an AI consultant that's powered by ChatGPT for functionality. So it's kind of that chatbot type of interface, if you will. But we've enriched it with over 80 years of my team's business and marketing, advertising, industry expertise and experience so that we can really offer up a sounding board, just really a truly a consultant-like type of platform where doctors can get, you know, data-driven insights and ideas and just really be able to make informed decisions effortlessly. And then their team can use the tool to really execute the marketing, execute, you know, email campaigns, whatever it might be, just that much more effectively and quickly, because it's just so fast. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. So it sounds like you and your team really work to become the trusted advisor. Yes. Of your clients.
Yes.
And I think that's really important because you're not looking at yourselves as a vendor. You really want to be a trusted advisor who really yes. takes an interest in their business and helps them grow it, and almost as if it was yours.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We've always said that we partner with our clients.
Right.
We don't just do these things. We really want to become partners.
Right.
So we're excited.
That's awesome. And you provided some invaluable tips. I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners and with me as well. And
sure.
Those are great tips. You did talk a little bit about this. You talked about negative reviews and how sometimes it can be mm-hmm. important to have that to offset so it doesn't look like you're having all your family members put these 5-star reviews for you.
Yeah.
And you did touch a little bit, but I want to talk a little bit about how important it is how business owners respond to negative reviews, because having been a business owner multiple times, it is hard, as you said, to not take it personal, you know, but it's super important if we are going to respond.
Yes.
And so those are my last two questions. Would you recommend responding to negative reviews? And if yes, in which way?
Yes. So I do recommend responding to reviews. I do recommend taking the time needed to let that emotion kind of subside, right? And be able to approach it from a, you know, maybe somebody on the team was having a bad day, or maybe this person has nothing to do with your business and mistakenly, you know, left a review that was really meant for somebody else. But this person is obviously having a bad day and they're kind of taking it out on you, right? And so just think of it from the way of, you know, if you were having a bad experience, how would you like to have that business respond to you, right? I think that will give some perspective and enable you to write a response. Something that's really important for clinicians is that responses still have to be HIPAA compliant. Mm-hmm. So you still have to take that into consideration as well.
That's sage advice. I appreciate that.
Sure.
So great having you on today.
And thank you.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention our own website, theidahopodcast.com. And I think I would love to invite you to go visit the website and join our mailing list, because it's important for me to continue spreading the word and getting more and more listeners to listen to this show if you enjoy it. I would appreciate that. But Tracy, again, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
These tips you provided and just the general information, I think, are all invaluable to our listeners. And I just appreciate you taking the time to come share that with us.
Thank you. I'm privileged to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us today on the Idaho Podcast. I hope you have a great week and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.